took a lot of work to prepare, to plant, and to tend the veggie garden. The harvest is coming in fast and furious. Care for the harvest, and it will be food through the winter. Garlic and onions are easy to prep for keeping. When the leaves on garlic turn brown, then bulbs can be pulled. Tops on onions fall over when they're ready to harvest. Knock off the biggest dirt clumps, but leave the leaves on. Put the bulbs in an airy spot out of direct sun until they dry. After a few days to a week or so, the rest of the dirt and the loose outer skins can be peeled off. Cut off the tops, store the bulbs in a cool place with good air circulation. Ours are in the garage for the time being. Tomatoes are easy if you have freezer space. Wash the fruit, put a grouping of tomatoes in a gallon freezer bag, and into the freezer they go. Pull out a bag for winter soups and sauces. Drop the frozen tomatoes in hot water and the skin slips right off. The last couple years, we've gone back to the more labor-intensive tomato storage method of canning. The decorative jars make great gifts. In January, there's nothing tastier than a sauce made from a jar of tomatoes. We use the book Putting Food By for canning information. The CSU Extension fact sheets and books like How to Store Your Garden Produce are also excellent sources of food storage information. Roast peppers over high heat on the grill to blacken their skin. Toss the roasted peppers in a brown paper bag to let them cool. When they're cool, most of the blackened skin peels off. Bundle the peeled peppers into a freezer bag, label the bag, and freeze it for soups and salsas all winter. Cook up some applesauce. We try to use a couple different varieties of apples for flavor and color. The sauce cans up easily in a water bath. It's a great after-school treat on a snowy day. We leave our carrots in the garden until the soil starts to freeze. They taste sweeter after a few frosty nights. Last year, the soil froze too fast and the carrots spoiled. To keep the carrots longer, put them in pots of sand or sawdust. Keep the pot in a cool, dark space. A little more work at harvest time lets you enjoy the fruits and veggies of your labor all winter long. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.